This year's North American International Auto Show opened to the press yesterday in Detroit, with both muscle cars and machines for those with greener tastes. Chabachera is the editor-in-chief of Car and Driver magazine. He's at the show, and he joins us now. And welcome back, Chaba.
My pleasure.
And it sounds like if the cars there or if the vehicles there in Detroit are any indication of what consumers want, then we have something of a split personality right now.
Well, and it's a split personality, probably split three, four, or five different ways. We look around at this auto show, and there's a sizable horsepower component. At the same time, GM introduced a vehicle called the Sequel, which is a fuel cell car. It's the latest generation of the fuel cell car they've been working on for several years. It looks like it could be sold tomorrow. They still don't know how to make it cheaply enough, but that serves the environmental end. And then, of course, we have trucks of all kinds growing all over the place.
I wanted to ask you about the Sequel. This is, a concept car, nothing that you could go out and buy anytime soon. Hydrogen-powered, and it looks pretty neat. It looks sleek and efficient.
Well, GM introduced a hydrogen car called the Autonomy about three auto shows ago. And what this was a very flat structure. It kind of looked like a big, fat skateboard with four wheels on it. And then they did a version of it called the Highwire, which actually put a body on it, but it was really futuristic. And the Sequel uses the same concept to make something that's quite realistic looking. It's attractive, it's got room inside, and it looks pretty normal. But it still would cost a lot of money to build. It's probably a $100,000 car, and they've got to get the cost down on the fuel cell to be able to make it work.
And GM is calling it our industry moonshot.
Well, it's a moonshot in a lot of ways, because not only do they have to get the cost down on the fuel cell, but you can't exactly drive up to a station and get hydrogen these days. And that's probably even a bigger part of the problem than solving the fuel cell.
It does sound like everywhere you turn there, you're seeing more and more hybrid cars.
We're seeing a lot of hybrids this year. Ford just introduced the Escape Hybrid, a small SUV, and Lexus is going to introduce a luxury sedan soon this year, and they're going to do a hybrid version of that. So hybrids seem to be taking off, and we're seeing more and more of them.
Now, when you and I talked a year ago from the auto show, you said that consumers wouldn't be willing to pay a whole lot more for fuel efficiency, but they would pay more for performance. Have the hybrids managed to bridge that divide a little bit?
Well, we're just starting to see it, because last year the Lexus SUV with a high-performance hybrid was just shown, but it hasn't quite gone on sale yet. It's been a little bit delayed. Honda has introduced an Accord hybrid along those lines, and it's selling pretty briskly. It's actually the most powerful Accord, yet the fuel economy goes from about 21 to 30 miles per gallon, a really good improvement. And so far, that's doing pretty well. So I think we still have to wait a little bit longer to see how this pans out, but that's a promising avenue for hybrids.
Every time you go to these auto shows, you find little details on these cars that are fun and new. What have you seen this year?
Well, we're seeing more and more electronic controls in various aspects of the car. There are some cars that can sense whether you're driving within your lane or leaving your lane, and when they sense that you're leaving your lane, they actually adjust the steering a little bit to keep you going where you ought to be going. There's others that sense how closely you're following and can even automatically apply the brakes. And we're going to see more and more of these things.
And is this true? I guess this would be lower tech, but maybe just as important. A car with a door for a dog?
There is a car with a door for the dog. The Jeep Gladiator concept has a tiny little door for the rear passenger compartment. It would work very well for a dog, but not for a real big dog, I must tell you. It's a pretty small door.
Chabachera is editor-in-chief of Car and Driver magazine, talking with us from the North American International Auto Show in Detroit. And Chaba, enjoy the show.
Well, thanks very much. Bye-bye.